Oh, Wherever you are, I just want you to reverence the Lord. Can we join the 420 elders? Just reverence. Let's bow before Him. If you're here tonight, it means the Lord wanted you to be here. The Lord wanted you to be here. I just saw a picture, a vision in my mind right now, and the awesomeness of the Lord just overwhelmed me. Just bow before Him. None of us is here by accident.
The city of the God, hey. I am not in the dark.
give offering. We're pouring precious oil tonight. Laying down precious sacrifice. Bless him. There's a song I sing, a song of Zion. It says, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your days to do be hallowed. To release the sound. His name will be hallowed in Jerusalem. On the streets of Jerusalem, his name will be hallowed. Can we release our own march and sound tonight? From the I'm
good night.
Should know that we don't know yet. Yesterday, I was led to go to where we've raised this altar for at least seven years. Karen, you were part of it. The first time we came to raise this altar, the Lord just said, go to Jerusalem and have worship His Majesty. We knew no one, but we came. And King David Hotel was where we were using. And as we were sitting down there having breakfast, I said to Nadia and David, I said, put up the banner. Let's see if it will fit in this room. And I put up the banner. I was looking somewhere. I heard them say, she's not looking. And they were put. I said, leave it up. And they left it up for a while. The next thing I knew, Erin walked up to me. And she said, are you here for that event? I said, yes. Yeah. She said, the Lord said we should come to King David Hotel, rent a room and wait for the letter W. There is a path that the vulture's eyes does not know, that the lion's whelp does not see, cannot see. They obeyed and they sat there and they were waiting for a W. When they saw the banner, they came. Karen, don't cry. You're chosen of the Lord. And from that day in 2014 till now, each time the altar of worship is being raised, I don't communicate with her as much, but the Lord brings her to King David Hotel. But there was one day she sat there and she said, "Nelson, I'm taking you to the prayer tower." And I'm like, "We're busy." But she didn't leave. It's the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's not human networking. She waited until I was ashamed I was keeping her waiting. So I followed her and we came here and we saw this place. And it didn't make sense, but it makes sense now. Because the fear will come when the enemy will know where we usually hold this. And so he went ahead and every room in King David Hotel was booked. When we had breakfast there yesterday, they said they were having a bar mitzvah tomorrow and 400 guests had come and taken over the hotel. But the Lord had gone ahead and said, "This year it's a higher plane. It's a higher plane." And it has higher plans. And then I remembered why we came here. Because the Lord could see 2023 from 2014 and 2018. And so today, I thought, "Oh, on this place, there will be no problem." I got a message from Karen again. "The roads will all be blocked from about 12 noon. There is a parade going on." So, and I thought, "Lord, what are you doing?" But now I understand. He needed a longer time of praise. Hallelujah. Because if things were normal, we would have started at 3. But because of the abnormalities going around, we normalize longer. Hallelujah. So some of us have been here since 12 noon. It's going on 8 hours, and His presence is here. I thank God for every step He's ordered in here. Are you the one playing the harp there? How long? When you came in at 6 a.m., she was there. And when we came in at noon, she was playing. And now she's come. You want to blow your shofar? Come blow it to the Lord. Come blow it. We are the gatekeeper here. Blow it. To thank God for the spiritual son of our sister who's 10 years in the Lord today. She asked us to remember him. We wish him long life and prosperity in his work with the Lord. And God bless you for coming out and making this appointment with the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for spiritual mothers who never retire. God bless you. Thank you for coming. You're the gatekeepers. We come and go, but you hold the fort. And the Lord will meet you here when He comes. God bless you. And to our brother Lee, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lee. Happy birthday to you.
I'd like to thank you all for this because I was not expecting this. It was only about a week ago that I knew I was coming. So I didn't really pack much, but I've managed to get here and I'm really blessed by being here. You're amazing, Pastor. Yeah, and the rest of you, those girls that should be in the avenue, the choir somewhere.
Amen.
I couldn't believe that you're actually walking in the room. my granddaughter, my daughter, my granddaughter, she jumps around where you come on. She plays your video all the time. I have to thank Angela because we've actually been married 40 years now. If it wasn't for her, I probably So I've been really blessed in many ways, every day since I met this guy. Thank the Lord for everything you've done for me.
Difference here from the King David. There's an open heaven, the Lord said, and it makes it so much easier to worship. You had to kind of push through with the King David, and we had to watch out for the guests. But here, and then believers are coming in and out, you know, it's the place. I sent you a text, this is the place. 8 hours of worship. 8 is new beginnings. New beginnings.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Lord. Any other comments or testimony?
Praise the Lord. My standing here is indeed divinely orchestrated, because the devil wanted me out. And, you know, standing here on this higher plane to praise God, to worship Him, I just know that I'm blessed. In January, when Worship His Majesty held, I'm sorry, I'm going back to January, but it's all lit up, and then we're praising God. I went there with a sickness. The enemy had cast an infirmity on me. The doctor said I had anemia. I needed 2 pints of blood to come to the normal blood level. And I remember as we were worshiping and we worshiped, Pastor Nat gave a word of knowledge. I was supposed to go for a transfusion, and he said, there's someone here, and you have a blood issue. That was how he put it. I could barely breathe. I had palpitations. I climbed up the stairs and I collapsed. All kinds of things were happening. I couldn't breathe. And I went there by faith, and that word came. And today I'm standing here. I didn't have any transfusion, nothing. I just keep getting better and better in God, and I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much, man. Thank you, Pastor Elsie, for this platform, for hearing God.
Praise God. Praise God. Any other person? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I was here at the dedication of this place. You have all the 12 tribes represented in the glass. and they were going to go into a congregation in Haifa. But there was not room for them to go in this building that was being built. So the one who's in charge of that congregation, and named these 12 tribes in glass to be dedicated with this room by a brother from India. And there is continual praise, prayer and worship in this place. This is only one of the 24/7 praise and worship places in the city, and most of them are up in high places. I wasn't joining in at the beginning because the Lord is still enabling me to physically work, and I left my place of work when I finished, caught the buses and came here. And I just praise the Lord that He is continuing to move by His Spirit in all sectors. And I believe that you were the group, when some of us were in the celebration room in the cloud building, and you were then coming in as the Festival of Light.
The Lord.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, please.
I've been here. I've been here in Jerusalem as a watchman on the wall for 21 years, and one of the cries of my heart is, "Oh Lord, make Jerusalem a praise in all the earth. Oh Lord, make Jerusalem a praise in all the earth. Oh Lord, make Jerusalem a praise in all the earth." And then I said, "Lord, what would that look like? To see Jerusalem a praise in all the earth. What would that look like?" Today, I see Jerusalem as a praise in all the earth. In the midst of deep darkness, on the streets, God is ruling and reigning in all of His glory and all of His majesty and all of His wonder. And I just thank you are a praise in all the earth because of what has taken place in this room. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I was there at the first with Karen.
When Jerusalem is a praise in all the earth, it's just
return. At the door.
The grace. He's coming in glory and in majesty. Every eye
will see the King.
The Queen is coming
in glory and in majesty.
Every eye will see Jesus.
Every eye will see the King. In glory and in majesty.
Every eye will see
the King.
The King.
Amen.
In glory and in majesty.
Every eye will see
the King.
The tomb is empty.
He died for me and rose.
Every eye will see the King. The tomb is empty.
Father, thank you. Thank you. To God be the glory, great things He has done. So loving the world that He gave us His Son. Oh, there is life and atonement for sin. And open the life gate that all may glory. Praise the Lord. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Forgive me here on this high place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, wow. Just keep praying for us. As we keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem, we thank the Lord. Yes, somebody wants to say something?
A small testimony. I feel I have to give the testimony. Everybody were on the trip yesterday. Knew or know that I had problem with my knee, and I couldn't dance on the boat. But God sent this angel here, and I knew that God is in me. And I knew that the angel is sent by God. So he took my hand and said, "Let's go dance." And I was afraid I could fall. And then he danced, did different rounds, and then any pain went away.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I think we shared the grace. So Nadia will tell us what to do.
Praise the Lord.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 18. I pray that often. No more violence, destruction, wasting.